Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Good morning, 97.1. We're going to get to the Heat later this hour. I know it impacted everybody's weekend, and it's going to impact the day today as well. 7:35, we'll get to it. Jim Costa, John Jansen, no Heather Park today. Gov and Greg behind the glass, and Jeremy Otto on the updates. John, you brought it up, concern with the bullpen.
Yep.
And saying, no, it's not going to keep this team from winning the division, but it is the thing, as it currently sits today, that will stop them from winning the World Series.
And they've been able to maintain status quo where, okay, over the last 10, they're 5-5. They have, and my confidence has been shaken in the bullpen. But when you, I mean, just imagine the panic in New York when they go three straight games of not being able to score a run. And one of those was a 1-0 extra inning loss to the Angels. They're 3-7 in the last 10. The Mets 2-8 in the last 10. And you look at those lineups and you think, well, they're maybe more explosive lineups. This, certainly the Yankees. So everyone has their lulls during the season. This to me isn't just a lull in the season. They still didn't get swept by the Rays. My problem is I'm not thinking about the division. I think they're going to win the division. It's about winning the World Series.
So their bullpen ERA month into the season was top five. If you look today, middle of the pack.
Mm-hmm.
It's not good. And they don't have a lot of reliable options. It's why the opener strategy hasn't been as effective this season. They're just not as deep a pitching staff as they were a year ago. And some of that is just how miraculous this bullpen was a season ago may not be something you can replicate. But you got to try, and it's the easiest thing to add at the trade deadline. 248-539-9797. Tigers have lost two of the last three series. You know, we keep doing the win the series, win the series. They've lost two of the last three series. A ticket texter says the opener is ridiculous. Herter doesn't belong on the team, along with a couple other bullpen guys. I'm definitely starting to panic.
Well, when they put Herter in yesterday, the thought was, hey, you got to 8-run lead, get your confidence back out here. And it just, then they went out and talked to him, Fetter, and then he walked the next batter. Not I mean, good. There is some concern there.
Honestly, this team needs a starter, bullpen arm, and a right-handed bat. Put the record aside, the team still has big needs, Dave, in Detroit. Are people able to do that? Like, because I think Dave's right, but they have the best record in baseball. So do people tune that out and they go, ah, oh, you guys are looking for stuff. They have the best record. Don't nitpick. I think Dave's right, though. They do need all three if they're going to win the World Series.
Here's some numbers to support John being a little bit concerned, and I am too. They need pitching, but 11-9 in June. So they were 18-9 and 19-9 the previous 2 months. Last nine games, they've given up 62 runs. Take out the Skubal start, and it's 60 runs in eight games. That's a lot of runs.
Yeah.
All right. Now, they've played some decent offenses, at least two of the three. The Rays and Reds can score runs.
And the Rays have been hot.
Yes. That's what I was going to say.
So, those are alarming numbers. I mean, look, they lost one of their starters already. Flaherty, the second you compliment him, he does this. And then the second you question him, he goes back to being great. I mean, he's a roller coaster. To me, he's a number three. I still wonder if this team has a two, and I don't know if it's Mize yet.
So the numbers say, hey, Mize got an ERA under three. His strikeouts are solid. He could be your number two. But I think if we've watched Mize and we're honest, he's probably more of a number three.
Right. So if they can get Olsen back, they could have three threes, you know, and somebody hopefully rises to a two, and starting pitching is not a concern. But
well, it's not a concern if you have the super bullpen that you can tap into at any moment.
Right.
You go, oh, shoot, Olsen can only go four innings in a playoff game. Well, we're going to turn it over to these gentlemen who are going to run out and throw filthy stuff for five innings to win the game. If you don't have those guys, and you can't go to them every single day in the playoffs, not in a seven-game series. In a three-game series, great. Mm-hmm. In a five-game series, look, they could have done it a year ago if they get a couple clutch hits. Would they have won a seven-game series that way? Tough. Would they win two different seven-game series, including a World Series against a powerhouse from the National League as we sit today? Probably not.
Yeah, I mean, it's leaky, and they definitely need to address it.
Type of thing that comes back to bite you in the playoffs. Look at us against Cleveland last year. I don't want it to rear its ugly head again. It's something no one's talking about. Players who strike out too often. Is that an issue for you with this baseball team?
Yeah, strikeouts are always going to be an issue, but that's kind of baseball right now. And it's you're going to have to live with some of the strikeouts, and then all of a sudden, hey, you get a Torkelson double. You get a Riley Green home run. And Parker Meadows yesterday. Like, maybe this is him finally getting a little bit of rhythm.
It was like 1 of 23 or 1 of 24 last year, runners in scoring position. And the frustrating part is I think a lot of those were strikeouts.
Yeah.
Because we know what this team will do opportunistically when the ball is in play. If you don't put the ball in play, you're not giving yourself a chance to go first to third.
Right.
You're going back to the dugout. I think that's sneaky. I think that's a good ticket text. Lang's about to come back to the bullpen from IR. He was really good. Maybe he's a helpful addition. John, what do you think of that?
Well, I mean, yes. Anybody that comes back, hopefully they'll be healthy. They'll be fresh. They'll bring their best stuff. And you know, in terms of starter, Reese Olson I'm really excited. I know that they gave him another, you know, minor league start, another rehab start. I don't want to rush anybody back, but as the trade deadline approaches, and we're still plenty far enough away, but you don't have to wait till July 31st to make that trade.
Yes, we should stress that. They could make a move today if they wanted. You know who's an underrated piece during all this has been Montero? Like, he actually, I know they sent him down over the weekend. He came up and stabilized during a lot of this. Hey, Job's hurt. Mize is hurt. Flaherty's going through the roller coaster. He's been important, but he's down right now. So right. They're going to need to get Olsen. I know they say one more start. They need to get him back in a bad way. How about this text? Holton, Herter, Hanafy are done. Need multiple impact arms. All the guys with H's. Triple H. This weekend confirms what I already thought. I'm not sure this team wins a playoff series. We can confirm they need multiple bullpen arms, starting pitcher, or two, and a power righty at third base. Well, they're not going to add all those.
Yeah.
They're not going to add four pitchers and a silver slugger on the...
So that's why I sit there and I talk about how many players are they going to actually add impact players at the deadline? If it's two arms in the bullpen, then is it an impact bat?
Yeah.
Then are they able to add four, a starter? Like at some point there's two, everyone needs something at the deadline. And I believe the biggest impact that will make the starters better, that will lessen the need for that bat, is to be able to connect that starter to a closer.
The analogy is when you're on an airplane and they go through that long, drawn-out safety spiel that you've heard a million times, and maybe you doze off and don't pay attention. But if you pay attention, they tell you, secure your mask before assisting another. So you got to secure the pitching before you can get to anything else, right? I think a bat has been talked about a lot.
Sure.
I'm guilty of it.
Well, sexier ad.
Yeah, well, but you have to secure yourself. That this team's foundation is pitching. Right? That's what they're built on. If you can help your third and fourth starter by having a deeper bullpen, if you can utilize the opener strategy because you have a deeper bullpen, then yes, you are built to be the best version of the Detroit Tigers. But if you don't have the bullpen, yeah, I'm going to want them to add a bat, but now I got to win eight 8-7 baseball games. And right. I don't think this team is equipped to do that over a seven-game series.
Even with another bat.
Even with another bat, because of all the things we've laid out. 248-539-9797. We want some of your thoughts on the Tigers. They've lost two of the last three series. No one disputes they're winning the division, but do you have some doubts come postseason time that we've been seeing? Later in the hour, we'll talk about beating the Heat. I think it was a big story from over the weekend. Get to that. It's 97-1. All right, guys, I want to talk about your teeth. Brightside Dental. Get a brighter smile without breaking the bank. That's Brightside Dental. If you want a straighter smile without the metal braces, if you've been thinking about Invisalign even a little bit, stop in and they will work with you. Free Invisalign consultation, no pressure, just answers. And if it's right for you, we're talking about flexible payment plans that fit into any budget. Invisalign Journey could start as low as $59 a month. Straight teeth, straightforward pricing. Now that's something to smile about. Mention Jim Costa in the morning show so you can lock in that price. Call 1-800-PAINLESS. Go to brightsidedental.com. That's Brightside Dental. No judgment, just care.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
They had their moment last night. Unfortunate that we didn't get to see what would have happened if Tyrese Haliburton had stayed healthy. It's a damn shame. One of the great what-ifs. I know people don't like asterisk talk, so we'll just say it's one of the great what-ifs in the NBA. Because Haliburton was rolling. He was a big reason why they won Game 6. Big reason why they were even in this position. And he doesn't make it to halftime. Look, there's clearly a Pistons topic in all of this. Because the East now doesn't have Haliburton next year, doesn't have Tatum next year. We'll get into that coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. We ought to get to with the Heat as well. 7:35, we're going to talk about beating the Heat and how this weekend was for us and you and everybody else in Metro Detroit. John, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander gets his moment last night. SGA, mm-hmm. Finals MVP, puts together a year where he is the scoring title, Finals MVP, regular season MVP, one of the great seasons in NBA history. And we were messing around before the show. All-time great hyphenated names. Athletes who have produced with the hyphen in their last name.
Yeah.
Who's that list?
Well, I mean, you've got a number of different athletes. I mean, just look at the ones that we have locally here right now. And I'm not going to sit there and say, well, great athletes, but we have some examples.
Okay.
Sawyer Gibson Long. All right. A hyphenated name. And we want to know what's your favorite or the best hyphenated names that we have had. And I think if you look football-wise...
There's a few good ones.
You've got the former Alabama Crimson Tide. I believe he was in Green Bay for a little while. I'm not sure where he's at now, but Ha-Ha Clinton Dix.
Yes.
Is a hyphenated name. And I dug a little deeper into some of the great hyphenated names. And out of the University of Miami, we have...
Really?
Yes. Out of Coastal Carolina. Coastal Carolina played in the College World Series. Yeah, we've got somebody from Coastal Carolina.
Go Chanticleer. Really? All right.
We have a couple more examples. We'll just go ahead and play those.
That's shower handle with a hyphen? Oh, God.
Oh, come. We need to hear that one again because. Again. Yeah. California, University of Pennsylvania. Xmas, Jackson, Flaxen, Waxen. Okay. Some great examples of hyphenated names.
I'm not mad at you because it's one of the great bits those guys have ever done. Not where I thought we were going with this. He goes, hey, let's do hyphenated names, something fun for a few minutes, SGA. Okay.
There's a couple of hyphenated names for you. Just to set you up. For the topic.
See, I'm going like Maurice Jones-Drew.
Sure.
Probably one of the great ones, right?
Yeah. Juju Smith-Schuster. A couple of nice ones. Maurice Jones-Drew. This one's a first name. And, you know, we know him from the Pistons playing against him. Karl-Anthony Towns. And obviously, SGA, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
SGA is the best of any of these guys we brought up. But he's not the best of all time with a hyphenated name.
Craig had the one.
Yeah.
Before the show, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Yeah.
I mean, but he had to change his name to do it. So is that cheating? His name was Lew Alcindor. I don't know.
No, I don't think it's cheating. It's his legal name. So
one of my favorites ever. I don't know if he's on any all-time list, but KGB out of Green Bay.
Yeah, we'll go ahead and
Kabir
pronounce
Baja
that one.
Kabir Baja Biamila.
Right.
That's pretty good.
what a great name. Here's another one. Penn Jarvis Green Ellis.
Yes.
The law firm.
Yes.
One that was a little bit more recent. Not a great player, but still, this is one I believe Doug spent a lot of time on. Chris Fuamatu Maafala.
Careful with that one.
I could picture Doug in front of a mirror just repeating that.
Uh-huh. Nickell Robey-Coleman.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We had one here in Detroit for a while on the hardwood. NBA champion, KCP, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope.
Oh, sure.
Mm-hmm. Willie Cauley-Stein in the NBA world, former Kentucky Wildcat. Michael Kidd-Gilchrist.
There's a good one.
No, there's
not. There's a new one. In baseball.
Oh, and he's taken the league by storm. Yeah.
Crow Armstrong.
Yes, Pete Crow Armstrong.
Yeah.
2020 club.
Yeah. Man, he's good.
We got to see him. Well, he was here in Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
248-539-9797. Mix that in today as well.
There was one that I didn't know existed, and I was his teammate.
What?
London Fletcher. I think it's actually London Fletcher Baker. But he only goes by London Fletcher on his jersey. Just a little fun aside. Linebacker.
I never knew that.
Yeah.
You're learning that now, today?
I am learning it now, okay. Today, yes.
Okay.
It's okay if you didn't know that. John didn't know that.
Yeah. Right. Well, yeah. He didn't want you to know it. He would have put it on the back of his jersey if he wanted to be known as that. I mean, this is a relatively newer thing. I mean, this has got to be just the result of, like, children of divorce. Is that what this... the biggest reason we have this? Not in all cases.
Not necessarily.
I think when you have the grandparent as a parental figure, a more active parental figure, they want to take their name as well.
Okay.
And mix it in. I think that was Maurice Jones-Drew motivation.
Right. And it, I think it was also the motivation, who is the Rush in Jacksonville?
Yeah, he added
Josh Hines-Allen.
Yeah, Josh Hines-Allen.
So he wouldn't... Well, this is the dual purpose. One, I know he wanted to honor both, you know...
Sides of the family.
But also, you don't have to be the other Josh Allen.
Right, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
And the Josh Allen for the Bills, he's going to go as a Josh Steinfeld Allen now.
Ticket text 248-539-9797. Ryan Nugent Hopkins, former top pick for the Edmonton Oilers, just saw him on the ice. Pete Crow Armstrong making a solid case that he is the best of this group. He and his name is pretty dope. How about Amon-Ra St. Brown, a rare hyphenated first name?
Yeah, Amon-Ra.
Sun God. Local guy that played in the Final Four for Memphis, Chris Douglas Roberts. They played with Derrick Rose.
Mm-hmm.
Jason Pierre-Paul.
Yep.
Remembered now as the guy who blew off his fingers with fireworks.
Yes.
But before that, hell of an edge rusher, Super Bowl champ, New York Giants.
And the reason why Jim Costa gets mad at Jameson Williams.
I just want him to have all 10 fingers, guys. Yep. It comes from a good place.
Yep. Hayward Bay.
Darius Hayward Bay, speedy out of Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
A classic Al Davis pick. Jalen Reeves Maben.
Yeah.
How about Jalen Watts Jackson, John?
Jalen Watts Jackson, yes.
Never forget. And Donovan Peoples-Jones on the ticket text.
And one that hasn't been mentioned, another wide receiver, Jaxon Smith-Njigba.
Yes.
Anybody that goes by three letters as their nickname, that's a good candidate.
That's a good way. Yeah.
JSN.
JSN.
Mm-hmm.
He had a big year last year with Seattle. He's going to have another big year this year.
You guys didn't say Justin Henry Molloy, did you?
No.
Oh, yeah, there's one that we had.
J-Hen? Yeah.
Yeah.
Trying to think of who else.
Now, he's
Dominique Rogers Cromartie.
Yes. Now, J-Hen is... His last name is Molloy. So it's a first name hyphenation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Justin
Henry.
So
like Amon-Ra.
Yes.
Sharif Abdul Rahim.
There you go.
There we go.
We're just dudes naming sports
guys. That sounds like a Key and Peele one.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Muhammad Abdul Rauf.
Well, if we said Kareem Abdul Jabbar, there was the running back Kareem Abdul Jabbar. Remember?
Mm-hmm.
Played with the Dolphins. You don't remember him?
No.
Yeah, he was somewhat of a little fantasy icon for a little bit. Yeah. Not a stud, but a guy that you didn't mind having.
Late 90s. Yeah, before I was playing fantasy football.
So what would be yours, Costa, if you took Kelsey's?
What do you mean? Like if I took her last name?
Yeah, because that's what some people do.
So funny. Like young people doing that.
They
teach their own.
Wife wants it. Yes, that happens.
But I couldn't imagine.
So it'd be... Either Costa would be first or last.
So we've talked about this, I think, off air. Like, and I think my wife and I don't share the same last name. And I think that's more and more common.
Yes.
And my thought on the whole, like, deal is I would not take her last name. I wouldn't assume that she would take mine. If she wanted to, great. If she didn't want to, I wasn't going to think twice about it. But I'm sure that leads to more hyphenated things, too. Because then if you have kids and you don't have the same last name as... Mom and dad have different last names. Is that maybe how some of this comes up?
Well, it can be, or later in life. I mean, Lisa didn't take my last name, but it's because she has a professional career known as her name, and it would have been a huge pain in the butt for her to change it. But
you could have changed yours.
Teddy's.
Yeah, just a little bit of a brand. Sorry. Yes.
A little bit?
Yeah. Teddy's last name is Jansen.
Okay.
And so but I understand it's more common.
Was there
now.
Ever a discussion about hyphenating Teddy's last name?
No.
Okay.
I just thought you might have taken Kelsey's so that people didn't mistake you for that either Jim Acosta or the representative for the United States, Jim Costa.
Yes.
Right. Yes.
Plenty of Costas growing up. People throw the S at the end because of Bob. Yeah.
That Jim Costas guy.
Yeah, the son of.
Right.
Son of Bob.
A couple more. Guy SLB. That failed us. Oh, boy.
See, it all fits now.
Couple more. Chauncey Gardner-Johnson.
Sure.
Marquez Valdez-Scantlin. Scantling. Coming up on the ticket text. 248-539-9797. All right, we are going to get into how the NBA Finals impact the Pistons coming up at the 8 o'clock hour. Talking about the Heat next. We all had to deal with it. How'd you manage? 97-1.
Hey, if you're struggling with this Heat, maybe it's the fact that you just need to lose a couple of LBs. Maybe you woke up this morning and clothes didn't fit. You've avoided being in pictures. Ideal You can help you with all of that. Now picture yourself in the next 40 days being 40 pounds lighter. That's right. You can lose up to 40 pounds in 40 days with Ideal You. I know the program really works because I lost 50 in those 40 days with Ideal You. And I know it continues to work because I'm down even more now. I'm down nearly 70 pounds and it's been 3.5 years or so plus since I've been on Ideal You. Book today. Ideal You is going to give you a free body composition analysis. It's $150 value, absolutely free. Book your free consultation now at idealyou.us. Ideal You is different than other weight loss companies because it works and it works fast. Lose up to 40 pounds in 40 days. And be happy getting in those clothes in the morning or just simply taking those pictures again. Book your free consultation right now at idealyou.us to get your body composition analysis. It's $150 value, absolutely free.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, it's the summer, all right. You noticed it this weekend. Couldn't avoid it.
Yeah, you noticed it last night, this morning. Like, it did not cool off.
So I mowed the grass Sunday.
Yeah, me too.
Tried to avoid the hottest part of the day.
Not me.
Oh, boy. And I was a puddle. I could only imagine what you looked like.
Yes.
Soaking from every pore.
Yeah, so with the way our schedule set up this weekend, I wasn't able to get to the bulk of our grass cutting until yesterday afternoon at about 3 o'clock.
Oh, you poor sap.
And when was it the hottest? Yesterday at about 3 o'clock.
96 or 7 with the humidity. Probably felt like 100.
Yeah. Got done with the grass and hopped in the truck to go to Home Depot and the gas station. I mean, the grocery store. And the truck actually, like, effort's been sitting there for a while, right? It reads a little bit hotter. So it read like 106. But after having been on the road for a little bit, it cooled off to 100. This is bizarre.
It was unavoidable. We want to know from you guys, how did the heat change your plants? How'd you handle it? If you had to work in it, our condolences.
And there's a heat advisory until 8 o'clock Tuesday night. That's when it is supposed to be. There's supposed to be a little bit of relief, but I'm not sure a whole lot, because last night I was looking at the, you know, hour by hour. And I think when I got up this morning at, 3:20, it was still 77 degrees outside. That's not relief.
It's not relief at all. So what did you do? 248-539-9797. We kept the house like an igloo. I think that's step one. Okay. I'm not budging on these. Well, you keep the house at 85 during this weather. I'm not doing that.
I saw that. I think it was, I forget where I saw it. Maybe it was social media. It was like, hey, keep your thermostat during the day set to 85 and at night 78. Sorry.
Nope.
No way.
I'll deal with the energy bill. I'll be in the igloo building a snowman indoors. Yeah. So that was part of it. Some of this is, we did movies one night. We went out and saw a comedy show another night. Like, going indoor places so that you're not stuck in what, like, we, Friday night when we were walking out, we were swimming in this. You felt like you're swimming in the heat and humidity. Nobody wants to be outside during this.
No, and for us, like, in the front of our house, and I feel we're getting the landscape done this week, last week and this week.
Yeah,
I feel for those guys. But at least, and we witnessed this, like, being in the front of our house outside, it was steamy, smoky, hot. But then we went to the back of the house, where there's a little bit of a dip and there's a stream that kind of goes through back there, some and we trees. Got a little bit of shade.
Yeah.
It literally felt like there was almost a 20 degree difference. So, for those that are doing landscape today, cutting grass, if you're working on a roof.
What do you think the worst job is on days like today or yesterday?
I think there's two that would be in competition for the worst job on a hot day. And that is laying asphalt. Or,
fill my hole.
Or being on top of a roof.
Right.
Those have to be by far the worst too.
Direct sunlight beating down on you. And in the case of the asphalt, I mean,
just heat going down and up.
Yep. Outdoors.
And correct
sweating.
Me if I'm wrong, there's a little bit of road construction going on, right?
Just a little bit right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just a little bit. Let us know. Maybe you have the worst job on a day like today. 248-539-9797. It has not gotten up to its peak. It's going to be another one of those days later today. Let's get to Will in Brighton. Will, good morning. How you beating the heat?
Well, I'm right with you. I thought I was being responsible and just kind of move the thermostat up to like 73, 74. I'm like, won't get that bad. After that, we couldn't even get the house down below 77. So I'm like, I'm never doing that again. But we filled up a kiddie pool because we don't have one. We're eating outside, and we just moved everything into the basement. We have a TV down there, so we set up shop to watch like the NBA finals. It's cooler down there, and then we bought register boosters for a third floor to help pull the AC to get to the third floor, because if not, it would be hot as hell. But I mean, we just avoided outside altogether.
Yeah,
the only way we can beat it.
I mean, the old answer used to be the attic fan, right? In some of the older houses, you put the attic fan in. And I used to love that. But the problem is, if it doesn't cool off at night, there's no cool air to pull in. And 77 is cooler than 85. But I'm not sure when you're trying to sleep, I'm not sure it feels like it.
So he mentioned like the top floor of your house, heat rises. That's the worst spot to be.
A lot of basement viewing in the past over the weekend.
We have like an extra unit to help upstairs, and it was not on for a good chunk of the day. And I'm going, oh no, we're gonna have to sleep, because you can only make up so much ground as the day goes on.
Why didn't you have it on? Did you know it was gonna be hot?
I always have it on, so you can guess where this went wrong.
Oh, pointing the finger.
I don't know definitively, but I'm telling you, I would never have turned that off. I love my air conditioning.
Sarah and I have a bungalow. We do have an upstairs wall, a window AC unit.
Yeah.
It is only on when we're up there and going to sleep.
Oh, preferably. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if you don't have it on, like that guy said, you can never really get it back down. You're going to have to sleep in a sweat box.
I slept in the basement last night.
Okay.
Understandable.
Desperate times.
Mm-hmm.
Desperate measures.
Yep. How are you?
But I also didn't have the... My power went out at like 8:30.
Your power went out? Yes. We're just hearing about this.
Yes.
And it's not back as of when you left the house this morning.
Correct. Look,
Any considerations for a hotel room? Or are you just going to grin and bear it?
I think it's grin and bear it. We got an estimation time at 9 o'clock this morning.
So sometime today.
Quite frankly, I think I can handle the heat pretty well.
Oh, yeah. You're the guy that said you'd rather be too hot than too cold.
Yeah.
The thermostat's at 74 on a regular day.
Well, I could tell you this, and my wife will vouch for it. I do not handle heat well. If you combine that with being hungry and hot is not a great combination for me.
It's interesting you say that. And that's maybe another thing we could ask people. Like we talk about beating the heat. You may have seen people who couldn't beat the heat. Did you notice people a little more irritable this weekend in your life?
Yeah. Yeah. It's like you go into Banff with the two Fs. It's two H's when we're talking about hangry. It's hangry.
Ticket text 248-539-9797. Same deal on the phones. Tom, before we get to the phones.
Talking about the hangry though, I got to a point over the weekend I didn't feel like eating because it was so hot. Like seriously, like I mowed Saturday too, and I got out there like 10:30, but I had to edge quite a bit. It was time for the major edging, and I didn't get inside till about 1 o'clock, and I felt it after for a while. Like I did not feel right.
So,
and I was drinking water. I was doing everything I'm supposed to do.
The great cure, and I understand losing an appetite a little bit is to cool from the inside out, ice cream and popsicles.
That's right.
Perfect cure for the heat.
I don't think there's anything better than like one of those little icy popsicles that, you know, where you cut the top off.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Those are
so good. The flavored water. You're never really sure what's in there, but it's orange.
Makes me feel
purple,
better.
Red.
Who cares?
Yeah.
Antifreeze, who cares?
Exactly. Long as it's cool.
Let's get to Shane in Farmington Hills. Shane, good morning, buddy.
Hey, good morning, fellas. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Hey, this is Beaver Meat Shane, so just calling in again.
But, okay.
Yeah, so you guys are talking about just the worst jobs, and I would agree with Jansen with the asphalt and roofing. I've done both of those, but also doing insulation, blowing insulation, like the cellulose in an attic. Dude, those attics can get up to, I mean, like 140, 150 degrees, and then also spray foaming, that stuff just radiates heat, and whether you have like a full body suit on or not, I mean, it's excruciating. It really is.
I got to imagine, I mean, you're probably wearing a bunch of gear, which makes it even worse, but then if you're like, okay, I can't handle the heat and you go spray it in anyway, now it just sticks to the sweat on your arms, your body.
Yeah, it's the worst. So I was spray foam like a bunch of pole barns and everything, and it is hot, and I have sprayed without wearing a suit, and I actually put like petroleum jelly like on my arms or my legs so it doesn't stick to my hair as much or anything. But yeah, no, I just wanted to call in and tell you guys that. But I mean, everybody stay cool today, and it is definitely quite hot out here.
Yes. Yeah. Take precautions. Make sure you got lots of water, or like Shane just said, make sure you lube up.
Yes, John. Make sure you do that too. 248-539-9797. We got calls. We got ticket texts. Ways you beat the heat this weekend. How it impacted your weekend. And yeah, worst jobs to be working days like today. It's 97.1. All right, people. You want to get on the road? You want to hit the road in style? Moran Chevrolet is the place to be. Michigan's number one selling Chevy dealer in 2024. If you're looking to go electric, hit the road, skip the pump. The 2025 Blazer EV, you can lease that for $199 a month. That's zero down, 24-month lease, low mileage. Only at Moran Chevrolet, where you always get the best price, period. Find your ride fast. You can shop online, moranexpress.com, or great folks in person. Go out and see the team out there. Brian Moran and company will take care of you. They're on Gratiot, just north of 15 Mile in Clinton Township. Chevrolet, together, let's drive. Buckle up. It's going to be another one of those days today. Heat index over 100. Not only hot, but humid. And if you're outside today, we're thinking of you. Swimming in it, just walking, let alone working in it. Talked about how you tried to beat the heat this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Tips for doing it. How it altered your plans. And yeah, talking about the worst jobs if you're one of those people today that's got to deal with it.
Yeah, and what are some of the tricks that you have? If you're going to be out in the heat, how are you making it something that you could deal with? How are you dealing with the heat?
Bearable. You outside this weekend, kids sports and stuff?
Oh, yeah. This weekend we had both, you know, Jack was down in Northern Ohio for baseball. Ellie had softball locally, and Ruby had her graduation party. So it was, yeah, we were outside almost exclusively. A lot of sunburns.
Oh, yeah.
Over the weekend, but not me. Just a nice little addition to the tan. Okay. But yeah,
what'd
it
you
was.
Do?
So I had, I have a tailgate tent that I set up for tailgates in the fall. It's easy to set up. And so when we went to the softball games yesterday, took the tent, set it up, and just we were parked underneath that tent. And it was luckily yesterday that at least during the middle of the afternoon, it seemed like there was a little bit of a breeze. So yeah. While still hot, as long as you were in the shade, it seemed to be manageable.
Shade's your friend.
Yeah.
Let's get to the phones. Dan on a cell. Dan, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How's it going?
What's good up? Morning.
Oh, man. Yeah. When it comes to jobs, I work in a factory where we make, you know, we have like parts for the auto companies and we're packing them all day. Oh, yeah. I mean, there's actually no AC in the factory. And they do provide us with huge fans and stuff. But man, the air is like stagnant. Nothing is moving. And, you know, luckily we have a really good boss. You know, the boss basically says, you know, hey, if you guys ever get tired, you got heat exhaustion, go sit in the break room. The break room does have AC up front and everything. But yeah, I would say working in a factory where you're like lifting parts and stuff, no AC. Yeah, that's a really hard job, especially in this heat.
How often do you try and take just a little bit of a break to cool off, cool the body down?
Usually on a day like this, I guarantee you I'm going to be back there probably 5-6 times. I guarantee you.
Mm-hmm. Throughout the entire shift. So about,
you know, just it's like 8 hours.
Yeah. Just over or just under 1 hour.
And basically, yeah, I have a feeling that's going to be, that's going to be quite a few people. I guarantee you too.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. Ticket Tech's coming in. Played in a golf outing yesterday to battle the heat. I switched to beer instead of liquor.
Okay.
All right, guy. Heat didn't change my plans. I spent 6 hours in the backyard pool. It was great, but the shoulders are a smidge red. LOL, Roy in Clarkston.
Yeah.
Plenty of that going around. Texter says, going to cancel 6 to 8-year-olds baseball practice today. Hit the pools, not the field. Go underdogs. How do you feel about sports today?
It depends on the age group. If you have the ability, instead of practicing middle of the afternoon, if you can go at night when it's just a little bit cooler or the sun is lower on the horizon, make that change. And if you're a high school team, that's one thing. If you're, 6 to 8-year-olds,
you don't need to be out here.
Yeah. I mean, don't make it miserable for them. That's the whole thing is you want the kids to like it.
Texter says, my girlfriend and I play in a co-ed softball league that wouldn't cancel games because of the heat. We found subs didn't go.
Mm.
Like, it's not high stakes. There's no reason to be out there
sure.
dealing with the nonsense of yesterday or this weekend. I don't know if you agree with this decision. I can see you kind of going back and forth.
Yeah, I mean, if you're an adult, like, you could take a cooler or water.
But you're an adult. You don't have to play out.
You don't have to unless you made the commitment.
It's not competing for the state championship.
Yeah, but
here.
You made a commitment to your team.
It's
still your league.
Oh, come on.
Come on. It's still a team. Your teammate showed up.
Go to the pool. Go stay indoors in your igloo. Go watch a movie. We watched Wolves
soft. That's soft.
On Apple TV. Wolves. It's got Clooney and Brad Pitt. I think you'd like it. Watch movies.
No.
You don't like either of those guys?
No, I like Brad Pitt.
You don't like Clooney?
No.
That was a little bit too long with a little too many twists at the end.
I appreciated it. I wasn't looking for it to be like a Academy Award winning movie. It was, give me two actors. They're both kind of hitmen that end up having to work together accidentally. So there's a little bit of comedy to it, but I liked it. Anyway.
Okay.
instead of playing in your co-ed 100-degree softball game or whatever this person's talking about. Power washing a deck for 4 hours yesterday, Chad, in a van. Doesn't sound fun.
Yeah, but you're surrounded by water.
That's a good point. I thought AC at 73 was being nice. 85 is a joke and a perfect example why social media is full of bad ideas.
Yeah, I agree.
It's not going around. Hey, be conscious. Keep it at 85. 80. I'm never going to get it back down.
No, no.
They talk about taxing the unit because eventually...
At that point, why have it?
Right.
A question about that.
Yeah?
How come there's never any of those warnings when we have extreme cold?
Yeah, don't make it too warm.
Like, yeah, you got to keep it 63 because... Don't overtax the system.
No, we get some. No. It happens that way too. I've seen it when we have like a real cold day. People are saying, don't jack up the heat because then it's going to go out and then the system's going to get stressed and we're all going to freeze to death.
My belief is that you're using gas in that situation.
A lot of people, yes.
Yeah, so you're not taxing the electric grid as much with a high powered AC. We got a new AC unit just a couple years ago. So.
Oh, yeah?
It's working like a charm.
As it should.
Yes. By the way, I am curious, what does this do to an electric car? Does it burn the juice quicker?
If you're using the AC aggressively, it will burn through the charge more. But I'll tell you, you actually get more miles in the summer than the winter. Using the heat takes up more energy than using the AC.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe it was just the cold that would affect the battery more than actually using the AC. I didn't know if it was an extremes on either side.
So I haven't experienced that. To me, what I've noticed is just it's how much usage of your heat and your AC you're going to use. So in the winter, I notice it more.
So let's say like in the winter, there's an average temperature. Let's just say right around 30 degrees, give or take.
Yeah.
So you've got to jack that up for 42 degrees to get at the room temperature. Mm-hmm. You don't have to measure the same difference to get from 95 to 72.
Yeah, but you just being in it should warm it up, right? All that hot air.
Let's go to the phones. Matt and Holly, save me from this man. What's up, buddy?
Hey, good morning, guys.
How you doing, Matt?
Go Blue, Jansen.
Yeah, there you go. Go Blue.
Hey, guys, man. I just want to let you know, dude, I do HVAC, and I spend 90% of my day on the roof. This shit sucks.
Oh, dump that. But yes, it does suck.
Sorry, guys. Yeah, so I just moved here from Vegas, and I thought it would be better here. This is a terrible couple days.
Yeah, we're not used to this in Michigan. We've gotten textures going, in Florida, this is our normal. Yeah, we don't live in Florida.
Oh, I was going to ask. I mean, coming from Vegas, like, this has to be, you have to be accustomed to this, used to this, right? Yeah, and you're probably sitting there going, what is everybody complaining about?
Well, they're going to.
Or you're going to give me the dry heat.
That's what they're going to say. I'm not giving. I'm telling you what they're going to say. It's a dry heat.
Yeah.
A wet heat is much worse, John.
I would agree. Humidity. That's why we have the heat index. Right? The humidity makes it worse, a little more insufferable.
Mm-hmm. Ed and Lapeer, good morning.
Hello. In 32 and a half years at General Motors, they only sent us home one time for heat. It was over 130 degrees, and I was a spot welder wearing the heavy coveralls. Hmm. And I tell you what, working in a factory, it's unbearable sometimes.
Did you ever weigh yourself before and after a shift when you're wearing all that stuff?
No, I don't think they had scales that would go that low. My coveralls were just soaked.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's the big thing is you lose all that water weight, and that's where heat exhaustion, all that stuff starts to kick in, and it's really hard to drink enough water to be able to keep up with what you're losing.
Oh, yeah. Fortunately, I was able to retire at a young age, and I don't have to deal with it anymore, but...
Yeah, good for you.
In 32 years only, and the plant we worked in was built in the 20s.
So air movement,
yeah,
was probably not top of mind at that time.
Oh, no. The nearest window to me was 30 feet up above my head.
Not going to do you much good. No, Ed, I'm thinking about even the welders today, but much worse back then. Says, what about mail carriers? No AC in the mail truck on the ticket text?
Windows down.
The best you can.
Yeah, but it's even those ones that are by foot. Those are the ones that that really need to take their time.
My last car I had before I got my SUV, I did not have AC for at least one summer, maybe two. Just like you're saying, John, roll down the windows.
Roll down the windows.
You got to do.
Yep.
Dan in Detroit, try working with the steam line, these manholes downtown Detroit. It's always hot, and there's no relief even when you come up for air.
Mm.
Worst jobs, beat the heat. Huge part of your weekend. 248-539-9797. We'll get to the Tigers from this weekend in the 8 o'clock hour and the Pistons. The NBA offseason is officially here. It's 97.1.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.